The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
This is TNA wrestler Eddie Edwards.
This is Moose.
And you are listening to...
And you're listening to...
Perched on the Top Rope podcast. Check it out. Follow us.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, The Sportster, The Richest, Daily DDT, and Sports Kita. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker, and we are just a few hours away from TNA's Against All Odds, which you can watch on Tiller TV. 10 great matches. 10. It's a lot of matches for a pay-per-view on a Friday night at 8 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Against All Odds is starting tonight at 8 p.m. So, among these 10 matches, we have two prelim matches, which the first one we'll see. Sami Callihan taking on Jonathan Gresham. And under siege, Jonathan Gresham returned to TNA under a new persona dubbed the Octopus, a black mask-wearing figure that had been haunting Gresham in the preceding weeks via vignettes. He would defeat Kushida with a claw hold over the mouth, with his hand coated in black ink he spewed from his mouth. The ink sickened Kushida and the referee in the match, which a few weeks later, May 30th episode of TNA Impact, Gresham defeated Sami Callihan after a low blow, despite Callihan stopping from spewing the ink. The following week, a frustrated Callihan called out Gresham on his DMTV segment Against All Odds, which TNA made official for the Countdown pre-show. This new persona of Gresham is going to go far, so I'm going to say that Jonathan Gresham wins this one, and we're going to see Sami Callihan get that ink. Now, the next match is for the TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Championship, as we have the tag team champions Alicia Edwards and Masha Slamovich taking on the Hex. Now, the Hex were the previous champions, which Edwards and Slamovich defeated them at the last pay-per-view. So this is a rematch, and usually in these circumstances with these rematches, the champions retain. And with this being on a pre-show, I'm going to say that the champions retain, and Alicia Edwards and Masha Slamovich are still the TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Champions. Now we kick off Against All Odds with a tag team match as Eric Young and Josh Alexander take on ABC of Ace Austin and Chris Bay. Now, Ace Austin and Chris Bay have been a tag team for a while in TNA. They had the whole storyline, you know, with the Bullet Club and whatnot. That seems to have faded down. However, Josh Alexander, Eric Young, I'm going with them. They're the veterans here. The next match, Steve Maclin and Mike Santana versus the Rascals, Trey Miguel and Zachary Wentz. Now, at Rebellion, Mike Santana made his return to TNA and defeated Steve Maclin in an impromptu match. On the subsequent episode of TNA Impact, Santana defeated Myron Reed of the Rascals before being confronted by Maclin, who at the time had an alliance with the Rascals for the previous weeks. However, the Rascals bailed on Maclin before they could execute an attack, leaving Maclin alone in retreat of Santana. on the May 30th episode of TNA Impact. Santana and Macklin would have a rematch, but it ended in no contest after an attack from the Rascals of Trey Miguel and Zachary Wentz, who went after both men, going after both Santana and Macklin. The following week, Steve Macklin confronted Santana backstage, but this time it was to ask him to tag against the Rascals at Against All Odds. Despite hesitating and wanting to focus on a singles career after that floundered in AEW with a tag team partner that he no longer wants to be part of, Ortiz, we're looking at you, buddy, Santana accepted Macklin's proposal. So there you have it, folks. Santana and Macklin against the Rascals. Now, I would say if you want this to come out hot and heavy, we are well aware that TNA is doing a lot with NXT. You could have Wes Lee come in and interfere in this match from NXT. Obviously, you could have Myron Reed interfere in this match, helping the Rascals get the victory. And that's what I'm going with. I'm going to say that the Rascals win this match. Our next match is a singles match. That's right, it is a singles match, as PCO is taking on Rich Swann. And Rich Swann, ladies and gentlemen, will in fact have AJ Francis, the new digital media champion, in his corner. Now, my honest opinion, if you look at this, Rich Swann, small in stature, not big muscular-wise. PCO's got him beat in height, weight, years wrestling, you name it. He's got him beat in all of it. Although, with AJ Francis being down there, I am putting my money on Rich Swann on this one. I know that's not exactly probably a good idea, but that's where I'm going with that one. Rich Swann wins due to interference. But we could also see Steph DeLander come out for PCO, because PCO does have a love interest in her. Ooh. That's right. PCO, the human Frankenstein, has developed a love interest. I'm still going with Rich Swann, because he's got AJ. It's noted he's got AJ Francis with him. Our next match is a singles match, as Joe Hendry, who we've interviewed, by the way, here on Perched on the Top Rope. You can go back to Apple Podcast and anywhere and everywhere podcasts are found and be able to listen to that interview, as we've also had PCO on this show, Josh Alexander, Eric Young. We've also had Jordan Grace, Moose, as you heard in that show opener, Eddie Edwards, and his tag team partner Brian Myers have been on the show as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go anywhere and everywhere podcasts are found. It's Perched on the Top Rope. You can also go to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/PerchedOnTheTopRope and watch those interviews also. Now, something really interesting is the fact that Joe Hendry is now being paired with Ace Steel. Now, you might remember Ace Steel from a famous all-out brawl in AEW that would ultimately end up in him getting released from AEW, but now he is paired with, say his name and he shall appear, Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry is taking on Frankie Kazarian, a legend in the TNA realm. However, if you've noticed on WWE and NXT, they have made a lot of references to Joe Hendry. So expect Joe Hendry to show up on WWE NXT as early as this Tuesday for that Battle Royal that's going on, which would be amazing to see Joe Hendry in an NXT ring, not going to lie. My money is on Joe Hendry on this one. You know, being paired with Ace Steel is obviously probably most likely 100% going to help him get to be part of WWE NXT. After all, Ace Steel is friends with CM Punk. Now our next match is a single.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow. I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
Singles match, it is for the TNA X Division Championship. The champion, Mustafa Ali, taking on another former WWE star who was released, is Trent Seven. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, he is taking on Trent Seven. As on the May 9th episode of TNA Impact, Speedball Mountain, Trent Seven and Mike Bailey defeated ABC, Ace Austin, and Chris Bay to determine who would face for the X Division Championship against Mustafa Ali at Against All Odds. Now, the two, Bailey and Seven, would face 2 weeks later, where after a distraction from Ali and interference by Champagne Singh, Seven defeated Bailey to become the number one contender. So that's how this has all played out. You could see a number of things here happen. Bailey could turn on Seven. Or Seven could turn on Bailey. My apologies. You could see Ali win due to interference from them. Could be disqualified. Win by disqualification. There's a number of things here that could play out, but I'm going to say that Mustafa Ali retains, especially because rumor has it he is another one that WWE wants at the NXT show this Tuesday to participate in the Battle Royal. So I'm going with Mustafa Ali winning that match. And our next match, two guys I just recently had on the show, The System. Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards, the TNA World Tag Team Champions, will be with Alicia Edwards, Eddie's wife, as they take on the Namath brothers, Nick Namath and Ryan Namath. I would say it's all set in stone that Ryan is no longer part of AEW, as he has been appearing all over the place. And Nick Namath has been a staple to TNA. This whole thing for this was wild. We would see Eddie Edwards was defeated by Namath before The System took Namath out with a chair. Namath was scheduled to take part in the 6-man tag team match at Under Siege, teaming with Speedball Mountain of Trent Seven and Mike Bailey against The System. But due to injury, led to Matt Hardy taking Nick Namath's place. The System would defeat Hardy and Speedball Mountain on that night. The System would have a championship celebration on the following TNA Impact to celebrate their win at Under Siege and their championship accomplishment, as Moose is the TNA World Champion. Myers and Eddie Edwards are the TNA World Tag Team Champions. And Alicia Edwards recently becoming one half of the TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Champions. They were quickly interrupted by Hardy at the championship celebration. However, Hardy made it clear that he was not finished with them, and then Hardy would attack. But when The System nearly had the upper hand, they were stopped by Ryan Namath, Nick Namath's younger brother. 2 weeks later, Matt Hardy and Ryan Namath defeated Myers and Eddie Edwards in a non-title match, and Moose would come out to partake in the post-match assault. Nick Namath returned to even the odds. After the match, TNA Director of Authority Santino Marella would grant Hardy and Ryan a tag team championship match at Against All Odds. However, Hardy made it clear that he was in TNA for a world title. So Marella granted him an opportunity against Moose while giving the tag team title match to Nick and Ryan Namath. I don't foresee the Namath brothers winning. I think the system have a strong hold in TNA right now, and I don't see that necessarily going anywhere. However, if there was to be a title to change hands, I also wouldn't put it past TNA to put the tag team titles on the Namath brothers of Nick and Ryan. Now our next match, as we come into the co-main event, will be the TNA Knockouts World Championship, as Jordynne Grace, your TNA Knockouts World Champion, is facing someone that she does not know yet. Now, it's heavily rumored that a WWE NXT star is going to answer this challenge, and it's believed that Tatum Paxley will be the one to do this, as she actually hopped the barricade and hijacked the TNA Knockouts Heavyweight Championship before TNA star Ash by Elegance came out to stop her from taking the championship. So we could see an NXT star go for this, to which I would go on to say that Jordynne Grace is not going to lose the TNA Knockouts Championship. I don't see it happening, even though she at WWE NXT Battleground lost to Roxanne Perez. I don't see a WWE star coming into TNA and winning. So, and still, your TNA Knockouts World Champion, plain and simple, folks, it's Jordynne Grace. Now, we have one last match. It is a broken rules match for the TNA World Championship, as the champion, one fourth, can't say one third because Alicia Edwards is there, one fourth of the system, the heavyweight champion Moose, will take on broken Matt Hardy. And as we found out that at Rebellion, Moose retained the TNA Championship over Nick Namath. However, when Moose and his stable, the system, were about to celebrate, he was ambushed by broken Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy was making his first TNA appearance since 2021. Now, what makes this really interesting is it's been announced that Jeff Hardy is officially a free agent from All Elite Wrestling and is no part of the organization. And it is highly speculated that he will be showing up tonight. That's right, he will be showing up tonight at TNA Against All Odds, most likely here in the main event, whether it's to save his brother, help his brother, I'm not sure. Honestly, because of the partnership with WWE, I am going to say that Matt Hardy is hashtag and new TNA World Heavyweight Champion. And hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But don't forget, fans, tomorrow morning on Saturday, we are going to have another episode, as we will be doing a WWE Clash at the Castle preview and prediction show. And then following that on Sunday, we will talk about what is happening in wrestling, what happened at TNA Against All Odds, what happened at WWE Clash at the Castle, who won, who lost, who's on to bigger things and who's going down the totem pole from mid-carder to jobber or main event to mid-carder. Stay tuned and find out, folks. After all, we are anywhere and everywhere that podcasts can be found, from Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it. We are there. It's perched on the top rope. You can also find us on YouTube at youtube.com at perched on the top rope. And we are on many, many other forms of social media. So if you like interviews and things like that, podcast and YouTube is the way to go. If you like news and hilarious memes, you can catch us out at Facebook at facebook.com/perched on the top rope. You can also find us on Threads and Instagram. It's Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can find us on X at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope is too long. You can also find us on TikTok, where we have hilarious, hilarious content, including Kevin Sullivan. That's right, the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, getting humped by a dog. You heard me correctly. Kevin Sullivan, former WCW Taskmaster, getting humped by a dog on our TikTok. It's Perched on the Top Rope. Ladies and gentlemen, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.